not might not like it, but you'd say, you clumsy fool, or you crazy fool, or something in a slang way.
And then a person who will never spend a penny, he's a...
He's stingy.
And he's
a miser.
Okay, anything else?
Skin flint.
That's a good one. Then, if you said a person was common, what would you mean?
Usually that they had no education, and no culture. They might not even be, that persons might not be clean or, anyway, they are not up to the standard that you've always been accustomed to.
If you used it of a girl, what might that mean?
That she was probably no good, morally.
Could it ever be used as a compliment?
Not that I know of.
Some people say they're just common folks, meaning they're...
Well, that would, that might be all right if you knew who you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. How do you say the word, by the way?
Common.
Uh-huh, okay. But you wouldn't use it as a compliment?
No, I don't believe so.
If an old man were still very strong and he still did his own work and so forth, you'd say he's still mighty.
Agile or limber for his age.
Mm-hmm. How about spry?
Spry would be a good one.
How about young people that can still, that are very active?
They are, as a slang term, double jointed.
Okay. If the children were out late, a wife might say, I know there's nothing wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or?
Nervous.
The opposite of easy would be?
Uneasy.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then he would say, oh, they'll be home all right, don't
worry about it. Mm-hmm.
And a child might say, I don't want to go out in the dark, I'm...
Afraid of the dark.
Is there another word?
I'm scared of the dog.
Okay. What would you call a place that was frightening? That's a...
Scary place.
How about a person who is easily frightened?
He's a scary person.
All right. And the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
She used to be.
Do you have a negative form of used to be? She's afraid now, but she...
Used not to be.
Okay.
That's not a good one, but it...
That'll do. That's fine. That's what it means. Then a person who left all his money lying around, left the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
Callous. Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Funny.
Or...
acts like she has a screw loose.
Yeah. Would you ever say queer?
Queer, yes. I think so.
Is there any reason for not saying queer?
No, it would actually be a more refined term than some of the ones you might use.
Does it just mean strange?
I believe so.
If you said a man is a queer, would that mean something else?
Yes, if you said that, you would, or in my part of the country, it would mean a homosexual.
Mm-hmm. I think it does in all parts of the country now. If a man is very sure of himself and he will not change his mind, you say, don't be so...
Conceited.
Or?
Sure of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or something headed.
Big headed.
What a synonym for stubborn, maybe.
Pig headed, but that's not what you want. That's a slang term.
No, that's fine. Anything else like that?
Hard-headed.
Yeah, okay. Somebody you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you'd say he's mighty...
He doesn't have any humor. Mm-hmm.
Or he's... On that subject, he's a little bit...